Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Sin City Radio.
From God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
And let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
Sin City Radio.
SinCityRadio.net.
Another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Y'all know how we do it. I'm trying to get it wet and wild on a Wednesday. Look at stuff. What's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. That working the politics like we always do about this time. But you know what? Before we even get started, I'm feeling a little, like I said yesterday, a little old schoolish. So I'm we're going to jump in the song real quick, then we be right back and we're going to get this show on the road. Cool?
All right. I can dig it.
All right.
Hey, baby. I've been clocking you for a while now. Now's about time I see how it feels. I know for sure that you'll never change.
yes, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I don't care what nobody say. Bear Bill DeVoe was my boys back then. I enjoyed me some Bear Bill DeVoe. Janine, what's up with your late ass?
Hello to you, too.
I mean, really? You got to always make these late entrance.
I just got
late
here.
I know.
I just got home. No, I just got home, so that's why.
Okay. All right, well, check this out. You know, yesterday, and I said we could pick up on it, you know, if everybody was cool with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wish Miss Pimp was on the phone, but she yet to call in yet, so.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about the domination thing. And, I mean, anybody that was listening yesterday, they know I was in total awe about it. And I mean, you know, we cracked a couple of jokes about it, but I mean, in all honestly and truly, do you really think you can get into that? I mean, I always looked at it as role playing. I didn't look at it like, mm-hmm. you know, I never really looked at it like, you know, that's really a way of life to some people. But she kind of, you know, made me think like, all right, this really is a way of life.
It is. I don't think it's for everybody. You know, some people, I think they say they want to do it, but I don't think some people could, they read that it's really in them in order to do that. Because, I mean, that's you really, in order to have some, you know, in order to be that person's master, you basically treat them like your slave. And, you know, in anything that you do, emotions get involved with people. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I mean, that, yeah, I can understand that. And it's like, you know, but, I mean, okay. Everybody remember the 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Like, he had her signing the contract and all that. And, I mean, that right there, I was in total awe just hearing about it. I never got a chance to, like, totally read the book, but from the snippets and the excerpts that I heard, it was just, like, it was just totally crazy. Like, he actually had her, I mean, and if I'm wrong, tell me, but he actually had her sign a contract where it was, like, she was his slave for, like, the weekend or something like that. Like, every weekend she would have to come be a slave.
I can't remember exactly. She did have to sign a contract. I can't remember the time frame or how often, you know, she would come by and things like that. But, you know, he had that same contract with other women. And like he said, you know, just like in the book when they were talking about it, you know, he didn't have those feelings for those women. You see what I'm saying? And therefore, that relationship worked because that's the way he wanted it. I was their master. They were my slaves. There was nothing more than that. But even though he tried to do that with this girl, his feelings got involved. You see what I'm saying? Evidently, she was the one.
That's how I'm trying to figure out how can you cut your feelings off like that? You know what? You know, this is just a master-slave relationship. This is strictly that.
Okay, well, that's the same like anybody. That's in the regular relationship, even when you're not doing dominatrix and stuff like that. You can have sex with people and not have no feelings for them like that, where you want to be in a relationship with them and be with them and stuff like that. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but now I'm a firm believer that something got to be there. Something, I mean, yeah, we can have sex, like, okay.
No, I'm talking the physical attraction is there, but you don't love them to that point where you want to move in with them and you want them living with you and stuff like that. There are plenty of relationships where you just have sex with that person.
Yeah, but at the same time.
In the book, just to say what the book did, in the book, the girls always was the ones that started falling in love with him every time. So he would end the contract. He was just in. anytime they started having feelings for him, which always happened, you know, it's inevitable when you have his sex and doing all that.
Right. Okay, that's what I'm trying to. That's what I'm trying to. Okay, that's what I'm trying to get out there is that at the same time he broke it off. But I mean, why did he break it off? Did he break it off because his feelings were starting to get involved, or he just? I mean, I just don't know nobody that's just that cold hearted. Oh, this bitch starting to like me. Bye, bitch. I've never met nobody that cold hearted. I'm sorry, I just never have. And it's like.
Well, he did, but he also made sure they were okay. It wasn't like he did break it off with them. He didn't. He ended the contract. He stopped seeing them. But then one of them went crazy, and she would start stalking him and stuff like that. And even though she was doing that type of stuff, you know, when she had to go to the hospital, he paid her bill. So it still seemed like he cared for them.
Exactly.
And appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't want that type of relationship with them.
I understand you saying that, but like I said, it's like you cannot, and I'm sorry. It's like, you know, yeah, you can have that relationship, but and like you said, mm-hmm. feelings are gone, whether you're male or female. And I know a lot of men run mm-hmm. around here saying, I don't give a fuck about that bitch. I just fuck that bitch. Nah, come on, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real. I mean, yeah, you come, you get me, I get you from the club, one night stand type
mm-hmm.
shit. Okay, yeah, I just
mm-hmm.
want to fuck you because I like the way you look. But, I mean, come on now, we 6 months in this. We 6 months in there and we still fucking, mm-hmm. something is there. I mean, it might not be the relationship where it's like, yeah, we going to move in together or we going to do something like that. But the
mm-hmm.
relationship, something is there. It got to be something. I mean, it got because I don't know nobody that just walks in the door. I mean, there's no hi, hello, nothing. Just walks in the door, stick their dick in them, and walk back out the door. I mean, you know, and I mean, unless you're trying to get a quickie, of course. But I mean, just as far as relationship wise, this is our scenario: walk through the door, fuck you. I mean, we don't text each other, we don't say hi, we don't do shit. I just walk through the door, fuck you, and leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. Liquor store, what you think?
You know, I think that's something you have to be prepared for. I agree. You know, I don't think that's a lifestyle for everybody. But shit. But it's true. I mean, we've had sex with people that we weren't into. The thing, the difference is that's a fetish sort of a thing. And that, you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's got some more twists and turns than a regular relationship. And shit, if somebody, you know that you're not looking for a love-type relationship with a person. So if they begin to fall in love with you, then, you know, you do have the right to say, okay, well, I don't feel that way for you, so I got to let this go.
Okay, but, I mean, okay, like, in the 50 Shades of Grey, was he a dom? Was he one, or it was just like, this is just his, I mean, because you brought up an interesting point. Was he a dom, or was that just a fetish of his?
Nah, he was the dom.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I never read the book altogether, but I was curious about that.
Well, the men are not doms. The men are masters. The women are dominatrix. The women who take the possession are called dominatrix.
Okay, Ms. Pimp did. I think Ms. Pimp tried to explain that to me last night. Ms. Pimp, well, yeah, I need Ms. Pimp on the phone. I need to try to figure this out. I'm still. There we go. Hey, there we go. I knew she'd pop up soon.
I was listening. I was gonna be quiet today.
Not tonight. Tonight is all about you tonight, baby. I'm trying to figure this out. You didn't have.
I only got on for like 5 minutes ago, so I didn't catch it. So I was just trying to listen, so you know I could jump in there when needed.
Oh no, nah, this is all about you. You didn't have me bewildered all day. I've been trying to figure out the big queen, this master, dominatrix,
and I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, and I'm really trying to understand what's the difference between them, I mean, other than the fact that I know a pimp solicits his women. I mean,
right.
And I was curious. Do the masters and the doms, do they solicit their women, or they're just for their own personal pleasure?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm like yesterday.
Was there a difference between what?
No, I'm asking, like, do you, like, as a dom or as a master,
mm-hmm.
are you willing to solicit your slaves, or would they, I mean, or
oh, one thing that I didn't say to you yesterday is I've never had relations with my master. Never.
Really?
Really. I have never had relations with my master. Never. Now,
wow.
When I mean that, I mean intercourse. I've never had intercourse with him. Not once.
But you done sucked his dick.
Mm-mm. No, I haven't.
I mean,
I have not.
Yes. I mean, because, you know, it's a lot of ways to break sex.
That's true. I've not had relations with my master. No,
so
I've not.
There's never been nothing physical between y'all.
I can't say nothing physical. There's not been any penetration. We'll say that.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
the things.
Some sparks didn't happen, though, right?
Say that again.
I said some sparks didn't happen, though. Something happened. I mean, y'all, he just didn't penetrate you, but something didn't happen.
No. Oh, yeah. A whole lot of things have happened.
Right.
I was taught well, very well. But what I'm saying is, you wanted to know if there's solicitation, you know,
right.
that goes on.
Right.
You know, there is a side of that, you know, because there are slaves out there that want a mistress, that want a master. They will pay you. But in that process, I mean, anybody can't just be your slave. You have to mold your slave. You understand what I'm saying? And in that process, just like my master, he had to get in my head, you know, and it's like you have to be broke down and brought up. And that's what it was. It was psychological, all of that. I mean, you know, I've been taking to certain limits that I would never thought that I would ever do. I've done that. You know
now,
what I'm saying? Under his direction.
And that's the question I'm asking. I'm saying, like, okay, let's just use for example. I come over and he got you there. And I'm looking at you and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, man. You know, I'm like, damn, she, you know, Miss Pimp looking good, you know. Now, he got you,
right.
whichever way he got you. And he say, mm-hmm. well, you know, you want some of that? And I say, yeah. And if he say, hey, you know, lay on the bed, do what he says, do. I mean, is it just free will like that? It's like, okay, yes, master. And I'm fucking.
That has occurred. That has occurred.
So I guess to answer my question, yes, some soliciting has been involved in the domination type of thing.
Mm-hmm. It has.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'll be a stingy motherfucker. No, my brother. You got to go get your own.
But you know what? That goes back to, you know, when someone's in your head, you know, I have been in, and we had gotten this discussion yesterday, just laying in the bed, and you said, well, you know, you were in the bed with your man and your master calls, will you get up and go? And I've done that. Yes, I will. I'm out of there. Just like that.
That is just like, I mean, to me, that's like the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. Because it's like, but I mean, like you said, hey, he knew what he was getting into as soon as he walked in. I mean, he walked into the knowing what he was getting into. Right?
Yeah, I mean, my God, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like your guy. That's what I'm saying. Your guy, he knew.
He knew.
If you knew, like I said, if you knew, I mean, because me personally, I wouldn't have believed it. I'm going to be honest with you. You'd have been telling me that shit. I'd have been like, yeah, girl, once I put this dick on, you ain't going nowhere. And for you to just get up like, okay, I got to go, he's calling. That would have blew my fucking mind. I would have been like, what? You serious? I would have been in total awe with you. I mean, yeah, you told me, but nah, I wouldn't have believed it. You would have had to actually prove that to me. And I'd have been mad in the motherfucker. I ain't going to even lie. I'd have been hot. No, this bitch didn't just leave. But, I mean, okay, now let me ask, okay, I want to ask you another question. I mean, like, him being your master, I mean, was there ever any, like, jealousy type thing that the fact, like, you had a guy or something, did that ever bother him?
Never, once was an issue.
Never was an issue.
It was never an issue. Never an issue, brought up, concern, none of that. It never was.
Wow. I guess because he knew he had you, right? So why would it bother
Exactly.
you?
Yeah. And, I mean, he knew where I was. You know, it's like he has my mind, my body, but not my soul, you know. And my God might have my heart, but, you know, he's got all the rest of that. He could tell me, come, jump, run, whatever, and it's done, you know? Or it's just like, I feel like this. It's no different than, you know, some of us females, we may or may not admit this, but, you know, when we call ourselves and a whole lot of like, we're going to do a lot of strange things that we would not normally do. Real strange shit. And it was no different for me. It's like this guy had me on voice command, you know?
Wow, that's deep.
You know, if he wanted me to meet him at that door on my knees, butt naked, that's what I did.
Okay, but, I mean, I guess it's got to be a mind thing because it's like, okay, I want to.
It absolutely is. It's just that.
I mean,
and so your slaves, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, because this is like, I mean, I'm really in awe by this. And that's why I'm asking the question because I'm not being funny. I'm not trying to be cynical or nothing. I really don't know none of this. So, I mean, it's like, okay, he called you and tell you come over. He wants you butt naked at the door. And let's just say he walked past you and just pat you on the head and keep going. What do you, I mean, at some point, do your emotions be like, motherfucker, you just playing with me?
Again, that goes back to the being broke down and being brought up.
Mm.
You know, so, you know, it's hard to explain unless you are in the life or have experience something like that.
Well, I'm trying to.
You know, there are people that have fetishes. Okay.
Right.
And they, you know, if my guy had a fetish that I am just not with, okay. Well, maybe he likes sniffing armpits. Shit, I don't know. Maybe that's what he likes to do. You know what I mean? But he may get that from his mistress. Okay? And it's not that he's going over there to have sex with her. He's going there to have his fetish issues taken care of.
Okay. Well, I mean,
okay. And that mistress will give it to him inch by inch. She'll give it to him, but it's just not something that you just go over there and just go to sit. It's not none of that. Again, it's all in the head. You know, it's illusion, it's all of those things. I'm going to give you what you want, but it's not that easy, you know. It's just not, I can't really explain it to you. I really can't explain it to you, you know.
I mean,
I really
like
can't.
Last night, last night. I was trying to get my flock together, but they just weren't listening to me. I was doing something wrong. My flock, I mean, I ain't had nobody at the door waiting on me done today. I ain't had nobody that opened my car doors or nothing. I mean, I didn't get none of that. Liquor store, Janine, what's the problem?
You didn't tell us to be nothing.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to.
Maybe he was throwing some subliminal messages that nobody got.
Okay, you know what?
You're okay, supposed to know.
You gotta really be an all man for us to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
What's up, Selena, baby?
What's going on?
Nothing much. Oh, Selena, I gotta ask you. I know you know about the dominatrix type things. I know you know what it is.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Right, but I'm we're talking about my girl Miss Temp, who she indulges in that. And like I said, I didn't know nothing about the shit other than what I seen on Jerry Springer. I'm too scared to put one of the masks on because I feel like I've been suffocated and died. But I mean, could you actually see yourself in that role as a dominatrix?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. What about being a slave?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean,
honestly. Now, you know what? Now, you never cease to amaze me.
See, I told you. You'd be surprised.
Right. I just knew she was going to test me out. Motherfucker, is you crazy? But okay, so, Selena, I'm trying to get my flock together. So, can I count on you? You go way back.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't got 3 years, but I guarantee as soon as I tell a motherfucker to do something, they're going to tell me to chiss they black ass. I can't hate you. I didn't got 3 years. Everybody talking about, what do I call them? I mean, it's not a harem. I mean, what do I call them? My flock? My congregation?
No. Now, I got a question. Are we talking about you being a pimp or a master?
No,
there's a difference.
Hell no, I'm selfish. I ain't got time to be doing all that shit. I want it all to myself.
Okay.
I ain't got the time to be chasing no motherfucker down talking about where my money is.
So, no, you don't have a flock. That's
nope.
Not it.
Yeah, you need to pay
that. And really, we're not even your slaves.
Right.
What?
We're not.
Y'all not my slaves.
We are willing participants. Hold on. Listen. Because we are willing participants to be submissive to you. That's it. Right now. Until you lay your demo down. Okay.
Okay. Now.
And only then.
Mhm. All right. Let me ask you. I mean, as far as laying my demo down, does that got to be like a sexual thing? What? I mean, how do I get initiated into this? I mean, I don't know.
What do you like?
What do I like?
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some men that like go to strip clubs and just like to sit and watch.
I ain't never been no motherfucker.
Are you a voyeur?
You see what I'm saying? So it just kind of depends on what you like, and what you want to see in your slaves, in your subs.
I like fucking.
Oh my god.
I mean, so
you sound like you want to be a swinger and not a master.
No. I don't want Johnny there. I just want to have all the fun. Black ass at home.
So you don't want to be a master. You just want to be a man whore, a swinger, or whatever. You know what I mean? That's what it sounds like to me.
Look here, I'm trying to figure it all out. I'm just trying to figure it out because I don't, like I said, only thing, that's what I thought they was. I'm not going to even lie to you. I thought that the masters was just, they got these sex slaves and the dominatrix, she got her boy toys. That's what I thought it was. That's why I'm asking you all these questions because I really don't know.
I have a question. All right. If you have a master and you have a guy that you're with, okay, so how do you decipher, like how do you distinguish the feelings between the two? Because although your master, from my understanding, your master may not love you. You're just a subject to him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, but you, on the other hand, being the slave, you have to have more, you know, a mental, emotional, some sort of attachment to him in order, you know, to allow yourself to go through what he's asking you. So how do you decipher, like, you know, the emotions between your man and your master?
It's simple. When you're a sub, you're submissive to his needs. And when you're with your man, it's emotional. You're still submissive to his needs, but really, again, it's so psychological. It just really is that you are so wanting to just please him and please his whatever fetish that he has, to the point where, you know, certain things, you would only be satisfied by your master because that's what you have with him.
Well,
okay,
I'm
into bondage. Okay? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you said, is there anything that your man can ask you to do that your master would ask you to do?
Good question.
No, I can't. Being with your man, that's like a normal thing for me. That's, you know, it's normal everyday thing, but
okay, well,
For me, I would only be satisfied if it is done with and by my master.
Okay, so just like to throw out just a small example. Okay, you know, master wanted you butt naked on your knees at the door when he walked through the door, you know, no matter what time, whatever. So what if, you know, you and your boyfriend are just, you know, y'all laid up one day and he like, you know what, baby, let's try something different. Tomorrow, when I come home from work, I want you to, you know, I want you to be butt naked at the door. Now, he don't know that this is something that your master asked you to do. So it's just something he's just throwing something in the air. Do you go along with it, or do you tell him, you know, baby, that's something I can't do?
Oh, no, I'm doing that. But I could tell you the emotion is different. The emotion is quite different. The emotion is different because when you're with your man, the feeling is different. You feel sexy. You feel just different. I can't really explain it to you, but the emotion is definitely different.
Okay.
Different.
I got a fetish for seeing two women in action. I mean,
Jesus.
So that means I need at least two of them at all times, right?
I hate
friends. What? I'm asking a question. I mean, don't nobody ask. Miss Kim,
I didn't even hear the question. I have Sprint, so you know what that means.
Now, I'm saying I got a fetish for seeing two women. I love seeing two women go at it. At least
okay.
for, the first, At least I'm trying to finish my drink anyway. I said that.
Okay.
It's I'm just saying. I mean, so that with that being said, like, all right, y'all know I love seeing the two women go at it. So they automatically know when I say, hey, get over here, I need you over here right now, and I need her over here right now. They automatically know when they get in that room what they got to do, right? So I shouldn't have to say shit. I should be able to sit there with my motherfucking absolute cranberry in my chair until I finish my drink, of course. And they already know what the hell I want. Or do I just got to be like, God damn it, get your ass on bed and go to work?
Something like that, yeah.
So she basically, she is so submissive that she wants to hear the command.
Exactly.
Like, right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking. Do I got to get a voice command, or can I just, and y'all know what the hell is going on?
No, you would, I mean, you put it out there that that's what you want. But again, it's
right.
Something that, you know,
huh. You went out on Miss Pimp.
Yeah.
All right, so now I got, wait a minute. Well, I guess what well, she tried to get a Sprint back on. Well, I guess her Sprint went out. Shit. So, hey, I'm trying to get my flock together. I mean, y'all got to understand. I mean, I got people listening. I got people chiming in. And motherfuckers want to say that I'm crazy, but shit, how the hell am I crazy when... Shit, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
What you mean a flock? What you talking about?
The flock.
Flock of what, slaves? You want to be a slave, man?
if I get enough of y'all, yeah, I'll be a slave master. Look,
no.
Selena, I don't need you rocking the boat. See, Selena started beating me on me. I can see Selena now. We ain't got to take this shit, y'all. We ain't got to take this shit at all.
Shut up. Fuck you.
Go get your old cornbread. Fuck him. Fuck you. Hey, man, fuck you. You go get your old potion cornbread.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I can't stand it. Y'all need some help. Seriously.
I mean,
we would be your subjects, not your flock goofball.
Right.
Okay. I don't know the proper terminology to this shit. That's why I think I got Miss Pimp. To you guys.
you're confused.
That's why I got you here, to guide me.
Confused. First of all, you have to know what you want. You know, you just like fucking. So that doesn't necessarily make you a master. It just makes you a man that likes to fuck. So I would, if I was to categorize you, I would say that you would want to be a swinger or something like that.
I don't want Frank all up in my business. I want to have it all. That's what the problem is.
So then you need to go to Africa and be Ding the Prince so you can have a harem of wives and concubines. That's my suggestion. You can move to Africa, brother.
Right.
Why? We're not gonna stay right here. As long as I kick Selena out the group, I'm good. She the only motherfucker who lost some shit.
Now let's go to the pimping side because they kind of somewhat lightweight go hand in hand. But why don't you? It sounds like that's you can.
don't want to be
mix
no
and mingle both of them if that's what you wanted to do.
No, I don't want to be a pimp. I like I said, I got a fetish for fucking. I got a fetish for seeing women. I mean, together. That's my fetish. I love seeing it. Now, I
okay.
mean, with that being see, that there we go. I see that's the damn Selena. See, yeah, you know, we ain't got no help. We ain't got no HMO plan or nothing up in this bitch. We just fuck on up out here. I mean, Selena talking some shit like that. Well, I ain't
crawling shit. I got bad knees. I ain't crawling. I have a list for your ass. You come back to play.
Here we go.
Shit.
Damn, I done got. Okay, y'all. Check this out.
You know, you need some
help.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm in the chat room. I done got a motherfucking text that say that I'm my new name is Dama Pimpster. I think I'm saying that right.
Oh my goodness!
Everybody want to beat up on me because I'm trying to break into this and they you see I ain't getting no respect here.
I just think you want to be a man whore. If you want to have a bunch of subs, that's okay. They are just, they were just, you know, but you, your mouthpiece got to be so good. I mean, you have to, you know, for me, right now where I'm at in my life today, if you can't get in my head, you can't get in my panties. And I mean, your mouthpiece better be ridiculous. But that's me. You know, and I think if you master that, then you can have exactly what you want, how you want it.
I'm like Bushwick. I'm too short for a long conversation. Shit, I ain't got time to be doing all this shit.
Oh, then this ain't it. You have to cultivate this. You know, your subs are not just going to come to you. You know, do what
okay,
you want
let
with
me.
Me
ask,
you know,
how did he get you? How did he get you?
Through a lot of prodding and a lot of conversation and, you know, exploring some options and choices and, you know, next thing I knew I was kind of like hooked on conversation. And that conversation went a little bit deeper and then, you know, a little exploring and trying out and see if that's what I wanted to do. You know, yeah, that's just kind of sort of how it happened. It wasn't an overnight thing. It was a process. You know, again, like I said, you have to be broke down and brought back up.
So that's what I'm saying. Okay, when you say broke down.
Yeah.
I mean, give me an example.
And I don't, what I mean by it is it's all psychological. It just is, and I think I probably...
And I understand that, and it's like, mm-hmm. like when you said you need to be broke down, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm getting that, when you say broke down, I'm getting that you got, like, this motherfucker breaking you down till you feel like you're nothing, then he brings you back up. Is that what you mean by broke down?
Almost, kind of, sort of, but not really, and let me explain that to you. You know, when you go to a new place of business, you know, and you do the same thing, you have to learn, you have to retrain yourself and how to do it their way. And it's no different, you know, it's a process, you know, not that my way of thinking was probably okay to me, but to him, you know, I want you to look at it this way. Try this, you know, and then you stick your neck out there a little bit, you like it, you learn it, and you like it, and you crave it. You know, you want more. And that's just what I mean by being broke down, just the whole thought process. Being broke down, and then you relearn it. You're getting retrained to do something else and learning it a whole different way.
So
okay, but
strong enough to make you change God.
Change what?
God. You know, you used to believe in Jesus Christ, and now you are Muslim.
So it's all about
something that. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the principle where she's going with that, you know.
Right. That's
get a pastor man in your ear. You know. Somebody talk to you long enough, and if you like what they're saying, you might say, might be some truth to that. And you try it. And then you get more and more, and then you start craving to get more knowledge and just want more. And then next thing you know, you're stuck. You're like, oh, shit, what happened? You know?
So in other words,
and it just becomes a way of life for you.
He's teaching you his ways.
Exactly.
But when you go home to your dude, you back to normal?
Oh, you're never abnormal, but, you know, there's a difference. You have a home life. You have a home life, and you know, your master knows and respects that, you know. However, it's like your mind, your everything, it just is focused on him.
See, now,
you know?
Here's my thing about that. You said he knows and he respects that, but mm-hmm. if he call and say, what are you doing? And you say, well, me and my guy watching TV, I want you here now. How is he respecting that?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm a different kind of breed. I don't know. But how you said it, it makes sense. You know, he's not respecting that, but, you know. I'm not in the life anymore, but I do like to play around every now and then, you know. I could be a top or a bottom. I'm good with it. And I'm really okay with that.
So it don't matter. You can either be the dominatrix or the slave. It don't matter to you.
Yeah.
All enjoy.
As a matter of fact, you know, I like flip flop. Yes. You know, let me ask you this question. Would you like for your woman to come home and just like she has some super energy and just puts it on your ass?
Why, yes, I would.
Fucking the shit out of you and say, nigga, don't you say nothing. Shut your punk ass up. Fuck the shit out of you.
You ain't got to call me no punk.
Don't
call me no punk.
But you understand where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I would love that. I mean, shit, if I'm laying there watching TV, you grab the remote, throw it down and start sucking my dick. And tell me don't move, I'm not moving. So, you know what? Let me ask you. Because I had, a while back, I met this girl, and, you know, she gave me a little oral pleasure. And she was like, if I move, she would like, motherfucker, don't move. And she kind of said, I didn't move, though. But, I mean, this motherfucker suck chrome off a bumper, but she be like, don't move. I mean, I don't know if I was scared that she going to bite my shit off or just felt that good, but I didn't move. I mean, was
but
she
was excited.
Was I excited?
Now, knowing that she sucked the chrome off of the dome or whatever the hell you just said, knowing that, if she said to you, you know, just ask you, just put a little bit more in there, you know, she, I don't know, wants to put a blindfold on you. You know what I mean?
Nah, hell no. That bitch was crazy.
But she was excited, though.
She was saying,
but you know, at the end of the rainbow, you are going to get the massive dick sucking that you was looking for, right?
Well,
and that's excitement enough. So, yeah. So she puts this blindfold on you, and you know at the end of the rainbow that you're going to have a nut from hell, okay? But then she puts something else in the mix. Somebody else comes and sucks your dick while she sits there and watches. She might pinch your nipples or something, whatever the hell that might possibly turn you on.
You know what? And all that sounds good, but she talked like... She talked like Shanae, so it really kind of was hard for that. Cause Oh my god! I kind of turned it on, but I mean, maybe if it was a motherfucker. Wait a minute. Let me hit Janine. What Janine at?
I'm here.
All right, can I get you to help me out here?
Okay. Help you out with what?
Let me hear you tell me you better not move.
You said
come on down. Yeah, I mean, like, say if you was finna suck my dick and you trying to, you know, you doing the dominant shit. You say, you better not move. Let me hear you say it.
You better not move. Don't even think about it.
Okay, I can work with that. Look, what about you, man? Let me hear you, Lickie, bro.
Oh my goodness.
Your voice don't need carry enough. I'd be like, girl, that was something like, sit your little ass down. Okay. I'm finna go on a limb here, but Selena, baby, can I get you to participate with me? Look, I knew she's so damn hard headed. God damn, boy. All right, well, we're going to bypass Selena. She's probably just sitting there like, you know I ain't finna say that shit. Like I said, I mean, old girl, like I said, she was a beast. I ain't going to lie and say she wasn't. But it was just her. I mean, that's why I guess you got to have that whole package, right? You can't be, I mean, that's just like if I come in, I'm sounding like, I got a speech impediment and shit, and I'm like, bitch, I said no smooth, but hey, get your motherfucking ass over here, sit down. I mean, can you really take me serious? I mean, you know, don't think that's like a whole pack?
Need some help.
Oh, there he is.
No, you can't take somebody serious.
Yeah, like, man. Oh, my God.
So, Ms. Pimp, don't you got to have, like, the total package to be doing this? I mean, I always thought you just had to have the look, the sound, you know, not to mention the charisma, you know. I mean, you can...
When you first met your girl, you was, like, whispering sweet. You know when you first was talking to your girl... You were putting on your best shit forward. You know what I mean? Saying soft, slick shit. You understand what I'm saying? And we were like, ooh. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
you
got to
keep moving off next.
Don't you got to have, like, a total package? Because, I mean, you can't look like Steve Urkel talking about, bitch, get on your knees.
No.
Right. Uh-uh. So that's what I'm saying. You need a total package with this, right?
Well, I mean, everybody's different. Everybody likes what they like, you know? Everybody likes what they like.
How many motherfuckers actually finna let Steve Urkel just pretty much tell them to get on their knees?
Myra did.
Okay. Who?
Right, the girlfriend. She sure did.
She ain't get on his knees and suck his dick at will, though. You can believe that. She didn't do that till he turned his stuff on.
You so silly.
I'm
you
just
know
saying.
What?
I just think you got to have a total package to it.
Let me ask Ms. Smith a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Abominatrix is pretty much in control. She's the dominant person. She
She controls the show.
Yeah.
So is there a difference, or is there a such thing for real as not a dominatrix, but like a temptress?
I can safely say because you could say that. But I have a pimp hand, and I did used to be a skin broker. So.
A skin broker? You was out there pimping hoes. I just plead the fifth on that one.
My phone is going in now. I keep thinking you hanging up on me.
Nah, I'm not hanging up on you. I'm trying to see what you're a pimp.
I used to be a skin broker.
I like that name that you call it, a skin broker.
Yes, indeed.
So, did you have men or women or both?
Both. Both.
A man actually let you pimp him?
Absolutely.
Wow. So did you ever have to slap them?
No, they like spankings and, you know, they like spankings. They like humiliation. You know, they like those types of things.
So, I mean.
But the females, you know, they were just different. They had different whys as to why they was doing what they did. You know, someone owed me some money, so I need to make some money. So, you know, I know this person, I need to get this money, and I need you to bring it to me.
Okay,
so
you ain't never look at the guy. I mean, he was, you know, he was looking all crazy. You ain't never tell him.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
You ain't never tell him nothing like that.
You know, something like that. Some of them like humiliation. You know, they might be big bosses or something at their jobs, you know, where, but they like humiliation. That is their fetish. They like to be humiliated. They like to be slapped and told that they're a stupid motherfucker and, you know, things like that.
Okay.
So.
All right. We talked about something yesterday. Okay, the slapping of the nuts. I wanted to get back on that. But you would actually, like, if they would just got out of line, you would actually grab them by the dick and just slap their nuts, like, and I mean, just slap their nuts. I mean, you bad motherfucker. You're bad motherfucker. Just, I mean, what the fuck? How could you say that?
Well, let me see. What are them damn things called?
Well,
cock ring.
Have you ever
wore a cock ring before?
Nah, they don't make my size.
At any rate. You know, they have cock rings, the double cock rings, but they have them so that you can close them tighter. They have them where they have screws on them. You can make them as tight as you want to. Or things of that nature. And you use them. You put them shits around they nuts and tighten them, you know, slap them, step on them, stomp on them. That's the people that like that.
Oh, but I got back.
They didn't want no kids ever.
Oh, so, let me ask. I'm going to start with you, Liquor Store. I mean, if you think if you could get away with it, and I mean your man was acting up, would you grab him by the dick and slap his nuts if you could get away with it?
Nope, I couldn't do it.
Okay, I'll do Selena back on there. Selena, you back on here? Well, I guess not. Janine, what about you? Could you just grab the dick and slap the nuts just like I'm a bad motherfucker?
I think I could.
You're a dirty motherfucker. Just slapping nuts. Just slapping balls everywhere. Just Boy, well, that's worse. Right. Well, that's worse. That's probably worse than any ass whooping I done got in my life. And I know I done got some terrible ass whooping. Lay down. Man, mama ain't gonna do it no more. You ain't even my mama, so you know I gotta be scared. Motherfucker, you talking about mama ain't gonna do it no more. Mama ain't gonna do it no more. I promise. God damn, boy, y'all rough. Well, nut slapping and boy, God damn.
You know what? I might be a little bit more aggressive with them, but I can't see just grabbing a nigga by his dick. I just can't see it. I grab that motherfucker if I'm finna throw it in my mouth or if I'm finna, you know what I mean, bend it over. But.
Well, I'll be doing like Andy on Child's Play. I'm your friend. Please don't hurt me.
It's about punishment. So evidently,
it's punishment. And some people like if that's what you like, that's what you like. You know.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
I sure wish I had Marley Marl on here tonight, boy.
That is different. And I'm telling you, some of these guys out here, they front and stunt like they wouldn't. Man, I'll make the deranged change, let me tell you. You'll do it and you will like it.
I don't think I'm going to like getting my nuts slapped.
Well, you know what? Like for you, that would not even be it, you know. For you, it would be more of a control issue that you're not running shit at all, you know, just your mouth. And that would, if it was me and you, I would know what to do with you. Because you think that you have control, but you wouldn't have control.
Okay.
I would have you doing some things that you would just be like, oh, hell no. Hell no. What you're doing, you like it.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. I'm trying to make some phone calls here. This down line, I got to see if I'm the only fella that don't believe in getting this nut slap.
That's not for everybody.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 317-681-4833 is not available.
I guess I should have hung up before I gave everybody his phone number, huh?
Well, we don't know who we calling,
though. Let me ask you a question. When you getting your dick sucked, do you like your balls being pulled?
Huh?
You like them caressed or juggled? I mean, what do you like?
Shit, I mean, you can lick on them, you can suck on them, you can juggle them, but slapping them, no, you ain't got to be rough.
No, okay, we ain't talking about slapping. Do you like them pulled?
Pulled? I mean, I don't never think I've had my balls pulled before.
Okay, so see, that's something that you may want to try. You know?
No, that's not what I
want to
try. You
want to
grab my balls and
maybe something that you may want to try. Why you like getting your dick sucked? You made that painfully obvious. And so what I'm saying is try it. You know? I mean, I'm not saying yank the motherfuckers out your body. I'm not saying that. I'm saying tug on them a little bit. You know? And you may find that you like that. It's different. You may find that you like that.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you now. You tug too hard now. It's going to be a problem. I mean, you sitting there and I'm enjoying the good, I mean, you give me good oral pleasure. They see, you know, you get to pull it on them motherfuckers extra hard. I got to tell you.
Right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place.
Counseling needs you to please get some help.
And tugging on my sets all hard and stuff. See it. We over here having a good time. You gonna get the tugging on my nuts all hard and stuff, just jugging and jugging on them. No, that's not gonna happen.
Okay.
You need to call 1-800-CHARTER. That's what you need to do. You need to be on the phone with Charter. He needs to get some serious help.
Oh man, I'm just having a little fun. I'm game to trying to do shit, but I mean, don't do no shit that's gonna hurt me. Now if you want to pull on to the point where it might just feel a little, you may feel a little pressure. Okay, fine. But you gonna pull on some shit where I'm gonna have to jump up and grab your ass by the back of your motherfucking head and be like, bitch, then you know you did something wrong.
I mean, would you really go if she was pulling on your balls, if it was feeling good?
If you're pulling and it's just like a little pressure, that's all fine, well, and good. I mean, I can deal with pressure. But if you grab them shit to the vice grip type position, and you putting some motherfucking force behind it, and I got tears coming out the side of my eyes, then no, you doing too much.
Oh man, I'm gonna need for you to go and get a cock ring. That's what I'm gonna need for you to do. I'm gonna need you to get a double cock ring. And just do this for me.
I'm saying, can I
just do this for me? Whatever. If that's what you need to do, just do this for me. Sometime in the course of this weekend, go to Priscilla's, wherever the hell, and go get you a cock ring, a double cock ring, one that goes around your nuts, one that goes around the base of your dick. Get your dick sucked, fuck, whatever it is that you want to do. But I promise you, when you get ready to bust, you will never forget that feeling in your life. Never. Okay? I'm just saying. Do that for me. So come Tuesday, we're going to rehearse this conversation.
Okay. Anybody want to buy me one?
I guarantee you, you're going to say, help. Woo! You were so right.
Anybody can buy me one? Do I got any volunteers? Anybody want to buy me one? And I guess nobody want to buy me one. Fuck it, I go to Priscilla's, my damn self, and buy me one. Don't be asking me how I feel, neither.
See, you supposed to be the master. You supposed to tell us who to.
You know what? Damn, you right, Janine. Come on, boy.
You feel me? How he forget? That's why I was like, you really need
to. Yeah, I know.
You ask the question, anybody going to go buy me a cock ring?
You know what? You're right. I'm slipping. I'm slipping them a game. That's why I got Miss Pimp here trying to. Hey, she didn't learn it overnight. Am I right, Miss Pimp? You didn't learn it overnight.
Sure didn't. I didn't.
Right, so y'all work with me. That's what's wrong with your disloyal ass. Don't y'all know what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow.
You hear how they talking bad about me? Motherfucker don't even know how to act with this shit right. Fuck ass nigga. I can't get no shit. Yo, help him, man.
I was trying to help Ike.
I'm going to show you.
Not Ike.
I'm going to show you anime. Damn it. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Oh, shit. Now, you know damn well you're supposed to be at work, Mick. What are you doing? Mick?
y'all got Mick hiding in the closet. Mick, what's happening? I can't hear you, baby. Mick, you're going to have to put that bed down. We can't hear nothing you're saying. I see you press one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're going to put Mick back on mute until she gets shit together. All right, so the name. Matter of fact, I'm going to need a cock ring from everybody. Mick and Stone, the name. Ms. Hill, you too.
I got you.
And whoever out there, whoever out there listening, I need a cock ring. Hey, let's hurry up with that. We don't want no bullshit.
So we gotta write the contract, huh?
You said what?
So we gonna write the contract and sign
it. See, now, Miss Pimp, I gotta ask you a question. Am I allowed to put my hands on them once a day, mine? Because I'm gonna slap this.
That's the negative.
Am I allowed to put my hands on them? No slapping.
No, none of that.
Well, they get spankings and all that type of stuff.
This motherfucker here, boy, I tell you. See, that's what I'm saying. I can't win, man. Motherfuckers. Look at him. Tired motherfucker. That we got to write the contract, too. This is some bullshit.
No, I wasn't saying it like that. I'm saying, how you going to have us write the contract of what you want us to do?
I didn't tell you to write a damn thing. Now, did I, Anime? That's your new name. Your name ain't Janina, but you're Anime. Anime, I ain't told you to write a goddamn thing.
Well, you said sign a contract. We don't have no contract.
Look here. I'm my people getting on that. My people getting on that. I got my people typing it up right now. Mick, okay. Is you there? I'm trying to see if we can catch Mick. I see she pressed one, but I guess she didn't ran in the boss didn't call her.
So you're not getting an aspect of this whole thing. You just can't come off the blue asking people to sign contracts to be your submissive.
Look here.
Hello?
Yo?
Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, shit. I didn't know I was still on, man. Hey. What y'all talking about?
Shit.
We have to get him a cock ring.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
You gotta go get me a cock ring.
Oh, hell. What do them do? Is it a piercing?
Hell no.
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 That.
No. What it is it looks like a condom without the whole wrap.
Oh yeah.
And you
okay.
put it what I'm saying for him to get a double one to put around his nuts, one to put around the base of his dick. So what it does, basically when your dick is hard, it kinda constricts the little hole and that cock ring is gonna constrict. So it's just like imagine yourself you as trying to go pee. And your dick is hard. It's a little difficult, I'm sure. So, imagine a nut trying to go through a constricted area. It's like you're going to feel it, like, in your toes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Selena, I need a cock ring.
Well, shit, you know what? He don't need a cock ring for that. All he needs
I ain't your slave.
All he needs
see,
to do
we,
is
go.
Get,
we, I thought we already asked this.
What do you need to do,
Mr. Shaw? When you ain't
signed
the contract.
Is get Janine a couple
I got my people writing on the contract up right now.
Did you need a couple
items
and a pack of
nail
later, and he got that.
Oh, shit.
I said, you don't need a cock ring for that. All you need is get Janine a cup of ice and a pack of nail letters, and you go nut through your toes, too.
Oh, I want to try it, so I need one from each and everybody on the show tonight.
Yeah, they do come in assorted sizes. One size don't fit all, you know, not even most.
I keep telling you. You might have to buy two. Buy two and put them together.
Oh, shit.
Matter of fact, I tell you what, when you get them, y'all can post a picture on SinCityRadioShow.com. Let me know you got them. I'll be there to get them. Get them,
so,
use whichever way you want to go with it.
I get a fuck after that.
Because
I'm not going to get you no cock ring. You can take some goddamn where else. And
okay.
See, hold on. First of all, you're running your mouth too much. See, that not. See, you can't be no slave with that type of mouth.
Liquor store. If she's gonna be your sub, it sounds to me like right now that she needs some attention. She needs some discipline. So what you gonna do, Master?
What I'm gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with these crazy motherfuckers. Shit, they fight back.
No, not these crazy motherfuckers. Liquor store.
What I'm going to do to liquor store? So she needs some attention, right?
She needs some attention.
Okay. I know.
She needs some discipline because she's falling out of place. Because this is not what a sub does. I'm saying, what are you going to do, Master?
Okay, so you say I can't put my hands on them physically, right? I can't.
Oh, my God.
I can't smack them.
No.
You can't beat me up.
Okay, so now can I stuff dick down her throat till she choke?
Yes, you can do that.
I can do that?
You can do that. You absolutely can do that.
You got it coming. You better not gag not one time, goddamn it.
No big choking.
That you can do.
We're taking Selena out this parish because of my congregation.
Not the parish.
No,
my God. I'll be the voyeur of the group. I'll be the voyeur.
You get the fuck out.
I'm the watcher. No.
You know how he did on Hustle and Flow, how he kicked Tarari Pearson out. You got to go. You
I dare
up
you.
Up. See that? What the fuck you mean? You dare me? I got to fight this motherfucker to get her out the congregation?
Now it's the congregation? What the hell?
I can't say it enough times because that dude is sick.
She said, parish congregation, you going to hell.
Man!
Boy! You ain't not taking me with your ass. Oh my God. No.
That's all right. I know who going with me. Janine going with me, ain't you? We going down the flames together, baby.
That is correct.
There you go. See that? There you go. We going out there, sit on the front. We gonna take that son of a bitch over.
So the fuck is. I ain't gonna know what the fuck is when I get down there.
Send her back. Send her back.
That's it. That's goddamn it.
say, heaven don't want us and hell scared we're going to take over. Well, Selena, though, I'm going to tell you one thing. Before I let you leave the congregation, you know you got to get your, you got to get initiated up out of there, right?
That's what's up.
Okay,
you know,
so I'm going to let you know.
You'll be aware of fuck this when I turn you loose.
Your ass got a problem. You got a problem. I'm a fight for you. I'm a fight for you.
But man, I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning as I go.
But you wouldn't act right any damn way. We got a lazy slave master. He texting us commands and shit.
Oh, you ain't shit, boy. I tell you, boy. Say all y'all hear is who phone is that?
Right. Exactly.
Bring me a bill.
Stamp hand over.
How crazy, man. I don't know how y'all do it.
Now, hold on, Miss Pimp. Before we get up out of here, I got to ask one more question. As you can see, I'm finna have more than one up in my congregation. I'm gonna call it
right.
What y'all say? I mean, don't they supposed to automatically know they roll? Because I mean, you know, you might
no.
be some motherfucker.
No. 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 No.
No. No. I'm talking about. Wait a minute. Hold on. I ain't finished the question. I mean, as far as
You got to get in each and every last one of our heads.
So pretty much, it's pretty much like a pimp relationship, a pimp and a pimp and a hoe.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, sort of, but not really.
They have a club up here you can go to in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. The real one. I've heard. You may get some clues and steps and shit up there. They have different rooms, I've heard.
That's the swingers club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where is that at?
Indianapolis.
And no, she's talking about.
How do you get invited? Is that one?
You have to be a member to go.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Most of the time, you have to be a member.
Or you can get a sponsor. It's always sponsors, you know. You can
Janae.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody told you to get to ask about no shit like that.
Your slave jumping ship already.
Already. That's it. Where we going? I give up. I quit. It's over. I mean, I quit. You motherfuckers are free to go.
We've been set free.
Hell yeah. This is too much work. Shit.
I'll be the one I told y'all.
See, I said, look, I had been a master for 2 hours and had a mutiny already. This thing's dead. God damn, boy, I tell you, this is horrible. The life of a master. Do I got any loyal people in the congregation? Is anybody going to stay with me?
I mean, I ain't went nowhere. You know, I can't.
I'm taking you with me.
Damn, I got one by myself.
It's cheaper
to come
more than one.
That's it. I give up.
Are you going to get us some t-shirts or something? Yeah, you talking about getting you a cock ring. Did we get a shirt or something?
Boy. Hey, y'all. Hey, hell yeah, property of.
Can we switch roles sometimes? You be on those.
Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no. You think I'll be your motherfucking slave? Hell no.
Oh, I have a ball with your ass.
I'm about to have me on I-65 with some Daisy Dukes on. Talk about some shit. Come on. No. It's time to get the fuck up out of here. All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here. Our time is very short, so... We don't do it like this. Janine, you got your last words back. We got to get the hell out of here. You motherfuckers been going crazy.
Yes, I need the information for the place. I need to know how to get on the membership list.
Oh, it's gotareal1.com. It's on West Washington Street.
Oh, okay. I can do that. Good show, everybody. Nice talking.
Yeah.
Oh, REEL.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'll have no problem getting in.
Nope.
They already got your picture up talking about if she is wondering, she is to be a premier member. Give her the
I tell you, boy, I tell you, only in Sin City. All right, Ms. Pimp, you got any last words?
Y'all are crazy as hell. I mean that. I love all of y'all. Y'all are nuts. I can't wait to get back with y'all sometime next week.
That's what's up. Selena.
Yo.
Any last words for me, baby?
It was fun, as always. I'm going to be nice.
Yeah, please. All right. Look, so here's the last word.
Yes, good show. I have enjoyed myself. I feel educated and shit. I'm going to lay down and probably touch it and shit. If anybody asks you, 17 City Bitches.
That's what's up. Alright y'all, thank you everybody for calling in. Thank you everybody that was listening. Thank you everybody that was listening via internet. Y'all know how we do it. Same bad time, same bad channel. And I'm gonna keep my motherfucking congregation. You motherfuckers get it together. Alright, peace.